This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the position of housing in Islamic culture. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's topic, we will talk about the position of the housing in the Islamic culture. What we see generally in today's world is that the house, or we can say like some people have penthouse, some people have bungalows, some have like big apartments, and some own a big, we can say farmhouses. There are different ways of obviously houses at different categories. What we see generally is today this house has become a place of enjoyment, for example, like for spending time. And this place is more than what I need. This place is to show off the houses or the place where we live, the place where we own. It is more to show off our friends, our family members, our community, that how big house do I have, and how much money do I have. So this is what we see in today's world. Even when we look at the interior of the house, we can see clearly that it is all to show off. It is not according to needs. There are many things inside the house, and even the size of the house is too big maybe for some, where it shows that this person is clearly trying to show off and nothing else. And he just want to show off his position, his state, his money. And that's what he aims from this house. And it is against the Islamic teachings. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of the position of housing in Islamic culture, and we said that in today's world, unfortunately, the house has become a place to show off our wealth, to show off our position or status in the society. And therefore, because we have such kind of houses, we do not have any relation with our neighbors. It has cut off our relations with the neighbors. Whereas when we look at the Islamic teachings, it emphasizes on taking care of your neighbors. In Islamic teachings, it says that it should be of a size which is according to your need. If you need a three-bed house, so it should be just a three-bed or a courtyard and the obviously maybe a TV lounge or something like that where you can have an easy life. But if it is more than that, which is, you know, we can see there are like houses today, they're on the sale, which have swimming pool, for example. They have other things as well. So all these things are wastes. Why? Because in Islam, it talks about justice. You need to have justice. You need to help others as well. If there is something which is excessive for you, you should not take that thing. You should not buy such a house which have something which is excessive. Rather, you can spend the extra money in helping the people, in development, in maybe raising up the society. You can use it in any cause. But if you're choosing a house, it should be enough for you, number one. Number two, it should be good. Islam does not say to live in the mud houses or the old houses. No, you need to have a good house according to the Islamic structure, and it should be enough for you so that you can have a happy life. And on top of that, you are not overruling or ruining some others' rights. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.